Iran-linked entities moved 3.84B through CoinEx, WSJ reports. The Wall Street Journal reported on June 25, 2026, that Iran-linked entities moved roughly $384 billion through the crypto exchange, CoinEx, to work around U.S. sanctions, according to posts from WatcherGuru and Wu Blockchain summarizing the article. The figure is the headline number from blockchain analysis cited by the WSJ, and it puts a single-named exchange at the center of a sanctions evasion story, rather than the usual web of anonymous wallets. As of this writing, the original reporting is the primary source, and the specific entities, time window, and methodology behind the $384 billion estimate sit with the WSJ. We are reporting what the article states. Treat the precise figure as a journalistic estimate derived from on-chain tracing, not an official enforcement finding. A named exchange, not anonymous wallets. Most sanctions evasion stories in crypto involve mixers, peel chains, and wallets with no clear operator. This one names CoinEx, a centralized exchange, as the conduit. That distinction matters. An anonymous wallet has no compliance desk, no corporate domicile, and no banking relationships to lose. A centralized exchange has all three. When flows of this size are alleged to pass through a single venue, the questions move quickly from who sent it to what did the exchange see and what did it do about it. Centralized exchanges run Know Your Customer and anti-money laundering programs precisely to screen for sanctioned counterparties. A $3.84 billion figure, if it holds, implies either gaps in those controls or deliberate routing around them. The WSJ framing, as relayed by both accounts, is the latter. A bypass. Sanctions exposure travels with custody. For ordinary users, the practical lesson is about where funds sit. Money held on an exchange is a claim against that exchange. If a venue draws regulatory or enforcement attention, balances can be frozen while investigators sort out which accounts are clean. That is counterparty risk, and it is separate from whether the price of the asset goes up or down. This is the same exposure that surfaced when FTX collapsed and when Wirecard imploded. Users who treated a custodial balance as cash discovered it was an IOU from a company that could fail or be seized. Spending designs that pull from your own wallet, rather than a pooled exchange account, avoid that specific failure mode, which is one reason self-custody options keep drawing interest from people who want to keep transactional funds outside a third party's legal perimeter. None of that makes self-custody a compliance shortcut. Sanctions law applies regardless of where coins are held. The point is narrower. Custodial concentration adds a layer of risk that has nothing to do with your own conduct and everything to do with the venues. KYC pressure is the likely sequel. If the WSJ figure draws enforcement interest, the predictable response is tighter screening across centralized venues, not just CoinEx. Exchanges tend to react to a high-profile case by hardening onboarding, expanding transaction monitoring, and tightening withdrawal review. Users feel that as more documentation requests and slower verification, even on accounts that have done nothing wrong. That tension is already visible across the market. Some users gravitate toward platforms that ask for minimal verification, while regulators push in the opposite direction, treating thin onboarding as a vector for exactly the kind of flows the WSJ describes. A story like this strengthens the regulator's hand and makes lighter touch onboarding harder to defend in the markets that matter most for banking access. The broader regulatory backdrop has been moving the same way. Enforcement bodies have spent recent months tightening sanctions and anti-money laundering screws, from coordinated sanctions packages targeting large scam networks to debates over applying the FATF travel rule to ever smaller transfers. A $384 billion bypass headline lands squarely in that current. Market context: the report arrived during a weak tape. As of June 25, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $60,843, down 3.3% on the day, with Ether around $1,120, 3.2%, and the broader market lower across the board. The crypto fear and greed index sat at 17 in extreme fear. Sanctions evasion stories rarely move price on their own, and this one is no exception. The relevance is structural. It feeds the policy case for tighter exchange oversight at a moment when sentiment is already fragile. The specifics will sharpen as the WSJ piece is read in full and as any response from CoinEx or U.S. authorities emerges. For now, the verified core is narrow and significant on its own. A major outlet has tied $3.84 billion in alleged sanctions evasion flows to one named exchange.